how has your attitude towards politics changed since November's presidential election, if at all?
Shock.
I'll start off in that the phone doesn't stop ringing looking for donations, and there's no way they're going to get another penny from me, any of the politicians. I don't think, I mean, it's the most insane situation we have, that 100 people, 100 votes of people we elect to the United States Senate control what we have here with 300, or what are we, 320 million? And that they can't get their act together, to me, is absolutely appalling. I think they should eliminate all the parties. I mean, we needed a shake up. We got the shake up. And I think we got a lot more shaking to do to get where they're listening to the majorities, the polls, where we want to go, and why we elected them. Why did we elect them? What was the position that our politicians took who were elected to office, and why haven't they done what they said they would do? So my attitude's changed to the point where there's just no way that I support any party. Matter of fact, I've just lost all faith in government in general. We're overtaxed, and I have always been fiercely independent, self-employed. It's my 58th year.
That makes me cry. When you become completely disgusted with politics.
What's that?
You've just been one of the most rah-rah politic guys I've ever known.
Yeah, well.
That's a big deal.
That's what it's done to me, as far as I'm concerned. Yeah, I ran for township committee here, and I like to stir the pot a little bit for my friends, like former mayors and what have you, and I'm known as the last Republican in Maplewood. I flew the Trump flag on the pole out there, and much to the dismay of everyone who passed by. I mean, there were a lot of eggs and stuff like that around the base of the flagpole. But going forward, I'm done with politics, all of them, on all sides.
I'll just rephrase the question, or repeat the question, just so that we're sticking to that, because you all might have other points of view. Has your attitude towards politics changed since November's presidential election, if at all? So other...
It's been reinforced. I don't believe that the representatives represent us, they represent themselves. The minute they're elected, the exercise begins to be re-elected. They get their power from their donors, and they will do what their donors want. The public be damned. As far as donations, I've already not knowing what Art was going to do, have suspended any donations to any party.
I think they should donate to us.
Absolutely. Right on, Beverly.
Right on.
Who? When you say they should donate to us, who's the they?
All sides. I'm very democratic, with a small d in that respect.
I'll take the opposite. I've been very inspired, because I think democracy is amazing. And I think it took Donald Trump to get you to see that the Republicans keep hearing what they want to hear, and that they didn't mean what they meant they said. Right? When you got him to Congress, you couldn't get it through the House, because the House doesn't agree with what Trump wants to do. The House is fighting to.
The House approved it. Approved. Well, it's not well. It's a big deal.
The Senate didn't.
For 7 years in a row, they passed
repeal and replace.
7 years in a row, and they did manage to get it approved. But I was talking about the Senate.
Right.
100 men and women can't get their act together and find common ground to improve what's obviously a major problem in this country, health care.
Right.
It's a problem. It's falling apart. 100 men cannot sit down and women and resolve it. Compromise. Get it done. Correct the problem. There's millions and millions of people who are suffering with the health care issue, and they're not doing anything about it. They're playing political games, and that's why I'm done with these politicians. I don't trust any of them anymore. As Bob said, they're in it for themselves. Everything is politics. Everything is running again, collecting money, special interests, and nonsense. It's all crazy.
It's really not 100. It's about a dozen. What burns me is that the other 88 don't go after him.
Dan, you're time. Why don't you go back to you, because you
to being inspired. I think that what democracy does is it allows, you know, he's the president. We have to support him. We watch what he does, and he's bringing a lot of problems really to the fore where we can see them clearly.
I just have to chime in on that, though.
Yeah, you don't think so?
No, I'm sorry. I am just going to say, I am with you. I am energized. I feel like this has actually inspired me to be more vociferous and speak out. Bottom line, for me, on all of the issues, back to the taxation without representation, the 100 men and women in the Senate that can't get it together, we are divided and conquered, but the executive office of the United States is currently occupied by a criminal who is in violation of the U.S. Constitution. The rule of law is null and void right now. If we have lawmakers that are not applying the laws that they've made, then the rule of law doesn't hold. The rule of law is null and void in my book. And that's where my passion lies. Unless and until the U.S. Constitution is the fail-safe, we have three bodies. You are being taught in your schools about checks and balances. Two of the other governing bodies are supposed to check and balance. The executive office right now is in complete violation of the rule of law.
And who's in charge? It's the Republicans. It's exposing them.
There are numerous laws.
Just name one.
Emoluments clause. If you don't think that the current person occupying the executive office, the office of our presidency, isn't in violation of the emoluments clause, I don't think there's one constitutional lawyer in the United States that won't say he's not in violation. He is profiteering off the office of the presidency, period. That is a violation, and the U.S. Constitution is null and void until the lawmakers hold him accountable, period.
Well,
and I'm not having it.
Well, I guess you're right. I think he is crazy, Donald Trump.
I don't think he's crazy. I think he's taking the money and running. He's the wild, wild west.
Relax.
Full of
I think he's nuts. Let me tell you why. This man has $1 billion at his disposal. He has the opportunity and ability to sit on any beach in the world and sip any drink of his choosing and relax and enjoy his grandchildren. Instead, he allows himself to be castigated improperly by people like you.
I'm not done. I just want to make
I'm
sure
just
that
telling
it's not
you, I'm
about
just,
a particular individual in the room, but it's about your personal ideas.
I'm telling you what my personal idea is. The man in the Oval Office today is being hammered every single day. How he can stand it, I don't know. But he is the man we need in the office right now, and the only politician in this country today that's worth 10 cents. Period.
I'm not buying any of that.
He's the only one I send a dime to.
I wouldn't pay that man a dime. And you know what? There isn't a U.S. bank. There isn't a single U.S.
He's
bank.
He's not making any money on this deal.
I'm saying there isn't a single U.S.
They're
bank.
Wrecking his golf for courses, painting his buildings, attacking him in every way.
The last 20 years, there isn't a single U.S. bank that will loan him a dime. There isn't a bank in the United States. A United States bank won't lend the Donald a dime. He is $500 million in hock to Deutsche Bank. Now, as far as I'm concerned, that in and of itself...
I'm glad you have all his finances under control.
I don't have his finances under control. And you know why I don't have his finances under control? Because he refuses to release a single tax return. All the other presidents are like, "Here, you want a cheat sheet? You want a spreadsheet? You want to see what where the dime is going?
All right.
Then spread it out. Get the hard pencil out. Write it down.
You win.
Send it to me, and I'll look at it."
The beauty of democracy is that it's going slower than you would like and faster than you would like, because we haven't heard from Mueller. We can all say whatever we want to say about whether he's done or not done, but we will get an honest accounting out of that man, because we still have great Americans. And he's one of them. And we're going to find out what exactly went on there. And what went on there is actually far scarier than any of us realize, when we realize how pervasively they were using Facebook and Twitter, and how much of the information we were getting was being filtered through these weird places. We're going to learn a lot. But he has single-handedly sold single payer, which I'm all happy about. He has certainly emboldened women to come forward, which is not to Weinstein's liking, but he set that in motion with his nonsense back last spring, having women stand up. He is exposing the things that are making you get so hot so clearly for us all to say, we don't agree with that. We don't think you ought to be taking money while you're in that office. No, we don't think you ought to be grabbing women. No, we don't think that's a good idea. But until it became front and center, nobody believed it was going on. Everybody thought you were a conspiracy theorist if you thought he was trying to make money off of becoming president. But we're now going to get an accounting. Did the Russians help him or not? And what were they doing?
If anybody had an iota of evidence that this man has committed a crime,
it would be out.
He would be out by now.
Oh, there's evidence.
There is no evidence.
Lawrence Tribe is the foremost constitutional lawyer. He is straight up saying, hey, this guy's in violation. This guy's in violation. And what's more, forget all of the nonsense. There are people dying, U.S. citizens dying. California, Vegas, Puerto Rico, you name it. People are dying across this country. And what is that man doing? He's playing golf. Give me a break. Give me a break.
We're not hearing a lot from the kids.
Yes,
here. How's it going?
Hold on one second. If I could just put you